With Side Effects Public Media, I'm Christine Herman. 1 in 12 people in Indiana, or almost 500,000 people, meet the criteria for a substance use disorder. But substance use looks different for everyone, and not all stories are hopeless. This week, Side Effects Public Media and WFYI are rolling out a series of audio stories called Voices of Recovery and Hope. To learn more, I'm joined now by health reporter Darian Benson. Darian, can you start off by telling us what made you want to produce a series of non-narrated pieces on this topic?
Yeah, so over the past year, Side Effects and WFYI, we hosted a series of listening sessions on substance use and addiction. These sessions gave us reporters a chance to really listen to what the community has to say about this issue so that we can do better coverage. I worked with our community engagement specialist, Brittany Howell. We identified people from the substance use and recovery community across Indiana and the Midwest, and we invited them to share their experiences with us on background, meaning just for our knowledge, not to be quoted in a story. One of the things that a lot of people said is that they only see negative stories about substance use, and that's a problem because there's a lot of positive work happening around the state. And while addiction causes a lot of heartbreak in families and communities, there are also many stories of hope and recovery that are too often overlooked by the media. So, you know, I thought it would be really great to invite people with lived experience with substance use and recovery to share their stories on the record in the first person, you know, in their own voice. I thought this series of audio diaries would be a great way to show the diversity of experiences out there and show that there is hope. You know, there are people out there who are finding help and who are working to make change.
That's awesome. And can you give us a little taste of the kind of stories people will hear this week? Who can we look forward to getting to know?
Yeah, so this series features four people from different parts of Indiana. You know, we hear from Erin. She's a mother. She works in Indianapolis, helping people coming out of prison re-enter society. You know, her work is informed by her own experience with substance use, which led her to serving time in the criminal justice system. She says she had such a hard time coming out, you know, trying to rebuild relationships and find work. So she talks about that and how stigma is the reason why people have such difficulties. And we hear from Asha, a woman in Fort Wayne who found recovery through the justice system. You know, this led to her creating her own nonprofit that offers harm reduction services. You know, these are things like test strips that people can use to find out if there's fentanyl in the substances they're using, and also naloxone, which is a life-saving medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. She says harm reduction is important because it can be a touch point for education and helping people get the resources they need in order to enter recovery themselves. One thing Asha told me that has really stuck with me is people can't choose recovery if they're already dead. We also hear from Anne. She's a retired Martinsville resident and mother who has helped her daughter through her recovery journey for the past 12 years. In her piece, she talks about the shame and stigma she personally felt when she learned about her daughter's substance use and how she's working through that. And we meet Roman. He's 24. He's from Northwest Indiana. Roman talks about his casual use of substances and how some, like alcohol or recreational cannabis, are more normalized than others. You know, I thought Roman's perspective was important to share because it can be relatable to a lot of people who casually use substances. And that's something we also heard a lot about during those listening sessions I mentioned earlier.
What are you hoping listeners take away from this series?
I hope that people take away that everyone's experience with substance use and recovery is different. Something we heard in the listening sessions is that recovery is not linear and people in recovery are not a monolith. And also that substance use does not define who a person is. During this series, we hear from real people about their real experiences, but these experiences just make up a small part of who they fully are.
Darian, thank you so much for your work on this important issue.
Thank you.